Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on October the 26th. On Monday, October the 26th. There we go. That's what I'm saying. Hope you're going to have a wonderful long weekend. Yes, it's Labor Day today. Yes, if you were booked in on the pre-booked in show, it was for 8 a.m. Sorry, folks. Yes, we're live at 7 a.m. every morning. And I've got set the time wrong last night. In the news today, we'll be looking at the cycling at both the Giro d'Italia and the Vuelta a España. We'll be talking about netball ahead of the New Zealand versus England series that starts on a Wednesday. We'll be giving updates on the rugby as well as the LPGA and the PGA tours. There was UFC over the weekend as well as motor racing within the Grand Prix and also the IndyCar as well. So in Formula One and the IndyCar as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning here on New Zealand Sports Radio. So starting off with the cycling and in the Giro d'Italia, Teo Gegenhardt and Jai Hindley both entered the final day on equal time. 20 days of racing could not separate the two of them. And the final day was a time trial into Milan. Congratulations to Teo Gegenhardt of Ineos Grenadiers, who beat Jai Hindley of Sunweb by 39 seconds to take his first Grand Tour victory and its biggest, his first World Tour victory, I believe, as a professional cyclist. He came in as the support rider for Geraint Thomas, who crashed out on stage three and went on to change, obviously, his targets and win the overall race. His teammate, won the actual time trial of the stage overall to make it to win all three of the time trials and four stages in total. With Ineos Grenadiers taking seven stages in total. Now, I'll be looking at doing a for your ears only video talking about the evolution of Team Sky / Ineos Grenadiers. Because, yes, this season has seen them react very differently in tours, Grand Tours, as they have done previously. It was a very good day for Ineos Grenadiers because over at the Vuelta a España, Richard Carapaz took the overall lead on stage six. This was 18 stages at the Vuelta a España, down three due to COVID. Richard Carapaz taking the lead off Primoz Roglic of Jumbo Visma. There were a number of attacks on the final climb. Ion Izagirre won the stage. So now he has a full house of Grand Tour stage victories after also winning in the Tour de France 2016 and the Giro d'Italia in 2012. He attacked after his brother had first attacked. Then as riders were going out the front and Roglic wasn't responding, Richard Carapaz attacked to say take over the overall lead. The other big winner was Hugh Carthy, who climbed up to second overall in the standings. So yes, some fireworks there at the Villeta España over in Spain. Looking at the netball, and that's the three test or three match series against England. We'll start on Wednesday evening. Wednesday evening here in Hamilton. And the side has been the 12th team had 12 strong team has been selected with just one Caps player, Monica Faulkner, coming back from injury, has been named in the side. She got to prove herself during that Cadbury series with games against the under 21 and New Zealand men's sides to put herself into the standings. So congratulations to her. Moving on to rugby then, and over the weekend we had Mice 10 Cup action, Farrer Palmer Cup action, and international men's and women's action up in Europe. As went through a full review show last night, going through all of the games, but the highlights are that Canterbury will be playing Waikato in the Farrer Palmer Cup final after they both won their semi-finals. Both Canterbury and Waikato are undefeated so far this season. So the winners of the South Division hosting the winners of the North Division in that one. Also, Hawke's Bay defended their Ranfurly Shield and Waikato's win over Taranaki 27-20 saw them go top of the Premiership in the Mice 10 Cup. In the Six Nations, Ireland beat Italy 50-17. And in the Women's Six Nations, Ireland beat Italy again, 21-7. And I'll just look up the Scotland-France result because that also took place this in the early hours of this morning, with Scotland drawing with France 13-all. That is a big surprise. France, one of the top sides in the world. So a big surprise there. That draw with Scotland, and really that paves the way for England. England have got a comfortable trip now to win the overall Women's Six Nations. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now. It's going to do we have birthdays this morning, Stephen, or are we going straight into our NRL update?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody, to tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio. Good to be back on the show. Paul, but no birthdays this morning. We're going to go straight into our NRL. Well, the Melbourne Storm are the 2020 NRL champions, and they look to have it under control. They led by 22 points to nil at halftime, but went on to win by 26 points to 20, despite a late thrilling comeback from the Panthers. And of course, it was a great way to finish for the veteran captain, Cameron Smith, who picked up his third title, being the oldest winner, 37 years and 129 days in the history of the game. The honour very nearly disappeared in front of his eyes as the Penrith Panthers mounted an extraordinary comeback that set up a thrilling play where the Panthers had one last chance to score an extraordinary length of the field try, and that would have sealed one of the most unlikely wins. But it was the Melbourne Storm who were the deserved winners at the end of the end of the day. Earlier, the Panthers had been left dead in the water as the Storm ran out to a 26 points to nil in the second half. The Panthers scored the last four tries of the match after a series of controversial calls went against the Melbourne Storm. The second half saw halfback Jerome Hughes sent to the bin with 9 minutes left on the clock after the NRL Bunkerhead performed a professional foul by taking out Viliami Kikau. Now, there wasn't a lot in this, and I thought it was very controversial at the time. So the Storm very much ended the game with only 11 players on the paddock. Now, it was a very good start, like I say, from the Melbourne Storm heading out to that 22 points to nil. And Penrith, to be fair, seemed a bit unlucky because one of those tries coming from an intercept as well. But really, it was a case of too little, too late. Cameron Smith, very emotional at full time as he talked to his team about his incredible defence when it mattered the most. Geez, we did it the hard way. There were 11 men in the end, said Smith. But he always knew Penrith would come back. And I think for a young side, they will bounce back. So our 2020 NRL champions, the Melbourne Storm. Bad luck for the minor premiers, Penrith, who look, downright unbeatable. And, of course, they don't get to crack that record. They'd won 17 in a row, Paul. So that is it's probably going to be a bit of a tough one for this young Penrith team to swallow at this sort of point of the season. I'll just have a quick look at, just before we go, I'll have a quick look at anything happening in the Betfred Super League. Overnight we had the Wakefield Trinity beating Hull Kingston Rovers. I'll have a quick look at that at table. St Helens still leading the Betfred Super League table. They've got 24 points. Wigan 22, Catalan 16, and Warrington, who are sitting on a 20. In fact, that's really weird, this points table. Although, how I'm looking at this, the Catalans have only played 12 games. So that's all our league news this morning. If you're a Melbourne Storm supporter, you'd be celebrating very, very hard, Paul.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason, the way to read that table is by percentages of wins, which is really, as you say, it's very, very unusual way to have to read a table. But that's because of the COVID games that are being won and lost. Oh, sorry, they're being cancelled. Don't forget to join Brad on Wednesday evening as he'll review all of the action from that grand final on the standoff show. So Wednesday at 8 p.m. for that one.
Paul, just before I go too, I'm just sort of looking at the weather forecast around Auckland. It's a high of 20 degrees, but it is the third day of the Labour weekend. If you're driving back to your destination, please take it easy. You know, you want to get back to your destination on time. And just for the sake of a few minutes, just drive carefully out there, everybody.
Yep, better to be late than not arrive at all, folks. So, yes, do drive safely and make sure you do get home. So thank you very much, Stephen, for your updates this morning. Moving on then to the golf and in the LPGA. It is the, what's the tournament this I've gone blank as to what the actual tournament is, but Lydia Ko is out on the course in the fourth round. It's the LPGA Drive On Championship, sorry folks, and Lydia Ko is out on the course in the fourth round. She's through the 12th hole. Currently she's tied in ninth at 8 under par. Ali McDonald is in a pretty dominant situation, three shots in the lead at 16 under par. There, so a decent game, decent round, or decent tournament for Lico, and not quite challenging for the overall title. Over in the Zozo Championship, we've had with three rounds in, final round to go, and Danny Lee is 75th in this one. So having a tough old tournament. Looks like there's no cut in this one, but hey, he's in 75th. Tiger Woods there, Phil Mickelson both on tied 68th. So yes, some big names down at the leaderboard on that one. Moving on then to the cricket, and don't forget to join Swinging from the Hip with them Archman at 8 p.m. This evening, looking at the Plunkett Shield. And we'll have three games will kick off on Wednesday. The Auckland Aces will take on the Central Stags. The Canterbury will take on Wellington Firebirds, and Northern Districts take on Otago Volts in the Plunkett Shield there. Over in the UFC, and Khabib Nurmagomedov, and sorry, I have absolutely butchered that pronunciation, but the unbeaten lightweight champion won with a choke hold in the second round, and then retired from fighting in the UFC undefeated. So 29 wins there. So congratulations to him. And some people saying that, yeah, he's in the conversation for the best fighters of all time in the UFC. So good one, a good victory for him there in that second round. Looking at this one in the middleweight, which was a co-main, Robert Whittaker beat Jared Cannonier on a decision after it went the full three rounds. In the heavyweight, lower on the card, heavyweight, Alexandra Volkov beat Walter Harris with a knockout in the second round. Jacob Malkun in the middleweight division beat Philip Hawes in a very quick one after 18 seconds in the first round with a knockout. In the women's flyweight, Lauren Murphy beat Ilya Shakurova by submission in the second round. And the final weight fight, so in the light heavyweight, Magomedov and Ankaliev beat Ion Kutzbilbar by knockout in the end, towards the end of the first round. Moving on to motor sports, and in the Portuguese Grand Prix in Formula One, Lewis Hamilton beat his teammate Valtteri Bottas to win that race, with Max Verstappen in the Red Bull in third. And this win meant that Lewis Hamilton won his 92nd career Grand Prix victory in Formula One, taking him to the all-time leader now in Grand Prix victories, moving one clear of Michael Schumacher. So congratulations to Lewis Hamilton in that one. Over in the USA and in the IndyCar, we've had qualifying for the final race of the season. Australian Will Power has taken pole with the Kiwi Scott Dixon, who is the leading the series. He qualified down in 11th, so not a great qualification for him. The defending champion and his nearest rival, Jeff Newgarden, will be starting in 8th. Scott has got to finish 7th or better to make sure that he wins the title. Finally, Scott McLaughlin, who obviously just come off the back of winning the supercars in Australia. This is his first IndyCar race, has qualified in 21st after having a brush with the wall during qualifying. So that's as he says, he just needs more time in the cars to get used to them. He couldn't, no excuses for what happened. So you have now started the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Don't forget to join us at 7 a.m. every single morning live on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, or you can listen to the podcast on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite podcatcher, iTunes, Spotify, all of those wonderful places. Have a wonderful Labor Day, everyone. I'm off to work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.